Paige Benton, Paige, P-A-I-G-E, Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N. Date of birth is December 28th, 2004. This is for date of service, 7-3-2023. Miss Benton is an 18-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding evaluation for type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in March of 2023. She also has a history of irregular menstrual cycle, and she was placed on oral contraceptive therapy to regulate her menstrual cycle. She is currently on metformin, 500 milligrams twice a day. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 8.1%. She checks her blood sugar 2 to 3 times per day. She reports her fasting blood sugars in the 170 to 180 range and her other sugars throughout the day at 200 range. For breakfast, she usually eats McDonald's. For lunch, it's usually a Caesar salad from Wawa. And dinner is usually a protein and a vegetable. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes. Her current hemoglobin A1C is 8.1%. We are going to recommend continuing metformin 500 milligrams extended release. I'm sorry, not extended release. So metformin 500 milligrams twice a day, and we are going to add Mounjaro 2.5 milligrams weekly. If the patient's insurance requires a prior authorization, I have given her a sample of Soliqua to take 15 units once daily to hold her over until we can get the prior authorization ready for the Mounjaro. If she gets authorized for the Mounjaro, she does not need to take the Soliqua as well. I will plan on seeing the patient in 3 to 4 weeks after starting this regimen. Next number. Notably, the patient has a strong family history of type 1 diabetes, and therefore I have ordered the anti-GAD antibody level. I also ordered a C-peptide level, which was detectable at 2.39 in the setting of a blood glucose of 199. At this point, this is evidence of endogenous insulin production. We will see what the antibody tests show related to possibly having underlying type 1 diabetes and considering if the patient is possibly in the honeymoon phase. Next number for her vitamin D deficiency. Her vitamin D is 20. Recommend vitamin D supplementation over the counter. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.